Continue Shlomo Melech in Megillas Koheles. You shouldn't criticize Hashem. There's a fifth parak. Don't criticize Hashem. We're finite. He's all powerful. It talks about the importance of keeping your vows, paying debtors on time. We talked about way back when a vow isn't just a commitment. You're creating something with your words. You're creating something real that binds you, that you're beholden to. And the mouth is very powerful. It's preferable not to pledge money rather than to pledge money and not fulfill the vow. You know, that, we said, is subject to a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in Gemara Chulin. We talked about a vow being the danger is that you jump to a place that you can't remain at, and you commit to something you can't necessarily do. Whereas in a time of danger, if you remember, you can. In a time of danger, we do make nadarim. Why do we make vows? Because you can hit a higher place. Hashem is iman achi v'tzara, with you in pain, you can get to a higher level. Ignore distractions like false prophets, dreams, pursuits, futile pursuits. Just focus on fear of Hashem. That's going to be the theme. Once you've peeled away all the materialism, fear of Hashem is the thing that lasts. There's always a chance that wealth can be lost anyway. You know, and the more worries you have, the more money you have, the more worries you have. Material wealth is not equatable. It's not compatible with the world to come. Any effort acquiring it is wasted. Therefore, any effort in Torah mitzvahs, which is the real currency in the world to come, is well spent. And you can get pleasure from them in this world too. He finally ends the parak talking about chatter. Excessive chatter is what foolish people do. Real people can keep things in. Silence is okay. Reward follows our performance of good deeds, whilst riches can be lost in a second. That is the fifth parak of Sefer Koheleth.